Mental health moment from Valdez Counseling Center.
Can you explain toxic masculinity?
My way of making sense out of toxic masculinity is the concept of not being weak or vulnerable. And of course, the weakness is seen as having feelings. Anytime somebody can hurt you, that would be the weakness I think people are trying to run from. So toxic masculinity, don't be weak. What that really does is it kind of cripples us as human beings. Because if you can't pause and be vulnerable with people, you can't have a relationship. That's what it's all about, is relationships. It requires us to be vulnerable, to be able to share what's going on, to care. And we spend a lot of time teaching people how to not care. I have noticed just in the last 15 years or so, it seemed like most of the teenagers that came in with some of these kinds of trying not to be vulnerable, they were teenage boys. And over the course of the last 15 years or so, I'm seeing it's boys and girls come in trying not to be vulnerable, trying to kind of shut down, being tough, having a lot of anger, a lot of anxiety, which is all that kind of high energy type of things, which are positions of unwillingness to be vulnerable.